I am. Good morning.
So let's talk movies here. What's going on?
Let us start with 22 Jump Street.
Uh-huh. Here we go.
Sequel to 21 Jump Street, and let's face it, most likely the prequel to 23 through 25th Jump Street.
Right, yeah.
Pretty much, which is okay. Once again, Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum are back, but this time they're undercover cops in college.
Uh-huh.
Can we talk about Channing Tatum for just 1 minute?
Just sure.
What is Channing Tatum?
Yeah, what is he?
What is it? What is he? Yeah. How can someone so good look like that cute, like rugged frat boy, like hottie marky mark in the 90s?
Right.
Like, perfect skin. How can you be that cute and be that funny and be a nice person in real life? Because he seems he's all those things.
Is he our modern day sort of Cary Grant, you know?
Maybe. I mean, well, Cary, I don't know. I always have to put the Clooney in the Cary Grant category because he looks so much like him. If you look at them, like, really, I think it's Cary Grant that he looks like. So
yeah. He does. He does look like him.
It's uncanny. I don't know who Channing is, but it's like he's his own thing.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And he's, like, so nice, and he's so not L.A., and I just love him. I love him. So Ice Cube is also, he's back. He's brilliantly hilarious in this.
All right.
Yes, I know. I never thought I'd say that. I mean, I like him.
Wow.
But while the movie was very self-aware on purpose,
it
worked. I mean, most of it worked. I laughed a lot.
Huh.
I kind of loved it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go B++.
I'll be, you know, and it's got good karma. So, I mean, yeah.
I love the first one. I love this one. Maybe even more.
All right.
Also opening is How to Train Your Dragon. How many manuals on dragon training are we going to need here?
A lot, yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Like the first one, it's actually a lovely movie, especially for kids.
Yeah.
You know, the dragons are really metaphors for dogs.
Yeah.
They really are. Specifically dogs. I want to say all animals, but it really is a dog thing here.
Yeah.
And if you're a dog lover like I am, you'll love it. Or really, you know, a cat too.
Yeah.
The animation is beautiful, although I wish it was not in 3D. I'm so sick of that. And I wish the animated villain didn't look exactly like the lead singer of the Counting Crows.
Oh, there. Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do? The story is kind of thin, but it's worth seeing, especially if you like the first one. Although, you don't have to have seen the first one to enjoy this one, too.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Yeah, just so you know, because I didn't like, I saw the first one, but I didn't totally remember it.
Sure.
And you really don't need it.
Okay, so you don't have to catch up.
You don't have to really catch up.
I mean,
you might want to, but kids loved it in our screening. They really did. So I got to go B-minus. Like, I don't know that I enjoyed it as much as 22 Jump Street, but they're two very different movies.
I was going to say, Sess, I mean, what's going on here? I mean, there's two movies in a row here you like.
I know, and I like the Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah.
Was that last week or the week before?
Right, yeah.
So we're just getting into the right direction. You know, we're just going. We're going.
Good. All right. Bring it on.
It's been a good year.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave it at that. I'm live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Knobler.